Sunday, March 24th. Dear Father and Mother, 12:15 p.m. Then you are just coming out of church. Strange, I'm sure this is Sunday. For many times in the past out here, I have not realized the day until it is almost over. As for the date, I always have to look at the calendar. This is written in a residence entirely of my own making, in the side of the trench, all clay, very solid, deep, and there's only room for one, that's me. My feet dangle in a deep, oblong hole. This is for the fateful crouching moments. You would never guess what I have just done. Got my sponge out and sucked it. It was so nice and damp. I then sponged my face, no wash for 4 days. Water is a great difficulty in the front line. It's the getting it there. Last night I had the job of dishing out 3 petrol tins of water to 75 men along the trench, by moonlight too. We also get tea in petrol tins, but it's so precious I always put mine in my water bottle. Then I take little sips at long intervals. This letter has just been covered in dirt by a shell, confound them. This morning we have rubbed our feet, and a letter of thanks has been read by the brigadier. Yesterday was a day of thrills. The Boche commenced an attack without a barrage, and some of our fellows in another section have been obliged to give way. It's no secret, it will be in the papers before you get this. They came through our trench to take up another position. One thing with another, we were not quite happy. The enemy advanced, our artillery, wait, 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 oh that waiting, and then. The good old 1st Division Artillery set up a barrage, some of the sweetest music I ever heard, and such a hellish row too. What a treat it was to see the Boche running like rabbits into holes. Here I am, still alive, another moment at the well of life to taste. A ration of tea has just arrived. Hurrah! Your loving son, Jim. April 6th. Dear Lizzie, utterly impossed to write before, for I have been in the thick of it, as I suppose you have guessed. I have taken part in a fighting retreat. It is the most difficult army movement there is, and we did it well and have been congratulated by the bigwigs. They have been red-letter days for me. At times it all seemed unreal, the stuff that dreams are made of. And once more, through without a scratch. And I feel sure the Boche is now firmly held. Now for favours. Firstly, in dear pity for the woes of a Tommy, send me at once a tin of Harrison's pomade. Also a tin of Rankin's pomade, if you can get it, for I'm told it is good. Owing to these surprising times and their privations, I am in a terrible state. Yesterday I stripped in the open, damn cold wind, and brushed myself down, and then spent 2 hours in my shirt, and still I itch. I'd hardly started the last tin of Harrison's, for alas, the Boche has got it with all my little treasures. Favour 2, please send £3 in 10-shilling notes by registered post. I have no ink and my cheque-book is in a terrible state. An incident to close. Coming out of the line, time about midnight. I had walked about 6 miles with another 4 to go, when the man I was with suddenly offered me a drink from a full bottle of White Label. I drank it like one does water. Later I clung to a transport wagon and finally ended up inside it. Where did he get that whiskey? He had 2 bottles. It is surprising the things that have to be left behind in a retreat. Farewell, love to you all. Your affectionate brother, Jim.